It's about points, not yards, mm-hmm. and then taking care of the football. I mean, you look at the games that we've played. The first game last season, we were able to take the ball away and, mm-hmm. and score touchdowns rather than field goals. And in the second game, the last game of the regular season last year, we had yards, but not as many points, you know, through touchdowns and whatnot. So it's points over yards and making sure we take care of the ball.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. That was yesterday with our own Sal Capaccio. And yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about. And that's where the Bills are at, where it means more to get points over yards for them. I mean, they had over 400 yards last week against the Jaguars and got 20 points out of it. The Bills were able to put up 34 on the board, and they had a bad turnover near or in the red zone and on the first drive.
Oh, Allen's fumble. Yeah. No, that was...
I mean, they were well on their way to putting
like
up
37. I'm going to say the 37 yard line. The Cardinals 37.
Regardless, they were very close to the red zone.
I'm looking at it now.
Okay. They were humming, and it was a good game for the Bills offense. You know, mm-hmm. Yeah, obviously they put up 34 points, but they were struggling in the first half and then just opened up.
So close.
Where is it?
29.
I was even closer. Yeah, I was.
You were close.
Yeah, if not, yeah, all right. But, I mean, they were very close to open up the floodgates against Arizona, and it was just a bad – it was basically the defense couldn't get off the field in the first half, and a bad turnover that ultimately stopped that from being, you know, over 40 points scored. It was a really good offensive game for the Bills.
To be fair, too, I mean, the Bills' fumble was – it's obviously not great, but it only led to a field goal. It's not like it led to a touchdown.
No, exactly.
And I'm not saying, like, oh, like, it's fine. You can fumble. No, but it's better to – be able to have
it's a solid rally.
Yeah, it's better to have the defense like limit those points there. Obviously, you don't want the fumble at all, but in a perfect world, if that does happen, the field goal is kind of it's the second best option. I mean, the best option is to get the ball back again.
No, of course.
You know, it's obviously something that they probably have or they're going to clean up, but mm-hmm. you know,
yeah.
it's not something that I feel like tends to happen for Allen against the Dolphins.
I know he plays his best games against Miami pretty much right. Year in and year out. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Are looking for your calls on predictions for tonight. It is an 8:15 kickoff over on Amazon Prime. Locally, though, it'll be on Channel 7 and, of course, right here on WGR. But let's get connected to our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Alex tweets in, high-scoring Bills win. I would also imagine it's a high-scoring game. Again, I've mentioned I don't really respect much of the Dolphins' defense. I am somebody that does like what the Bills' offense is looking like, especially when looking back at the All-22 tape. The Bills were able to move the ball because when Arizona would zero in on Dalton Kincaid, we've laughed at the one image of like four defenders circling Kincaid and then Ray Davis is wide open for a 14-15 yard gain. I think that is going to continue. Yes, they have Jalen Ramsey. I don't really know how much of Jalen Ramsey is that guy, like the Rams guy and the Jaguars guy. I don't really know how much there. And even then, it's one dude. After that, I don't really know, you know, who else is going to be necessarily a game wrecker. I am a big Khalil Shakir fan. Josh, I think you took his over on receptions tonight.
Mm-hmm. So three and a half.
We're thinking
hoping for. Yeah.
I also think Kincaid is probably going to have a much bigger role in terms of the outright offense rather than just, I don't want to say he became a decoy, but he kind of did become a bit of a decoy as the game went on just because it seemed like Arizona was really keying in on him. Keon Coleman as well, you saw in his first game action, lead the team in targets and catches. Yeah. I think that is a great sign going forward. And then, of course, you have the run game, Allen himself, James Cook, Ray Davis, and Ty Johnson. James Cook in the first half last week, or the run game in the first half last week, over 7 yards per carry. It did dip in the second half.
If we're looking at last week's game, mm-hmm. how different is the Cardinals defense to the Dolphins defense? Realistically. I'm not trying to be funny here.
I think the Dolphins have a better pass rush.
Yeah, but I mean, Cardinals do have Buda Baker.
Well, and it's the thing is, I think like they have a great safety in Buda Baker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is true. Yeah, safety compared to linebacker, but
and so I think the Dolphins have a better pass rush, but I think both are very weak. I think both can be had. You mm-hmm. saw that with Arizona.
Yeah,
and I think you can see the same thing tonight. I'd be very surprised if Buffalo only put up like 20-21 points. I really would, because number one, Allen typically does have great games against them. I think the wide receiver room is significantly better than it was last year, even without the having Stephon Diggs, because they have just more options. You saw it last week. 9 guys caught passes. 10 guys were targeted.
I was about to say, 10 guys, yeah, it's crazy.
And so
that's like, it's what they said they wanted all offseason.
And it
they
seems, and it seems like Allen spreads the ball around more willingly against the Dolphins as well. Mm-hmm. He throws the ball a lot. He puts up a lot of yards, puts up a lot of touchdowns. And he does that willingly against the Dolphins. Now, all of a sudden, you have a crop of guys. We don't even mention Dawson Knox enough in this as well, who had like a very nice catch early in the game on Sunday. You add him into this element of what they've got going on. Curtis Samuel, another few days healthier from his turf toe. He didn't get to play a ton. But on Allen's fumble, he is wide open in the middle of the field. So I would imagine that is something that when they're looking at film going, dude, just he's right in the middle of the field. Just hit him. And I'd be very, very, very surprised if Buffalo only puts up 21 points in this game. They always play well against the Dolphins. And you saw at the end of last year, and this is more my biggest issue, is that it did get to a point where they just were not getting anything from Sherfield and Hardy. It was all Diggs and maybe Shakir at that point, maybe Kincaid, the run game. It was very, very ugly how they were winning a lot of these games. And they were winning them, but it was ugly. It was not really how they wanted to do it.
But then looking at, you know, what they got last week out of all of the people they passed the ball to, that's something you haven't ever had, mm-hmm. really. I mean, even going back to the John Brown, Cole Beasley days, you haven't had that many options being able to get double-digit yardage.
2020 is the year. It's Diggs' first year, Cole Beasley's breakout, right. And John Brown is that number two. That's the best year they've had in terms of passing weapons.
But, I mean, you look at it, every single player – who caught a ball had double-digit yardage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 11 yards for Kincaid, sure, but 51 yards for Keon Coleman, 42 for Khalil Shakir. It's not these big flashy plays, but that is what they talked about all training camp,
mm-hmm.
is having the ability to just get down the field and move the ball.
That also seems to be the nature of where the league is going right now, which is, again, like, teams will not let you beat them over the top. You have to move down the field methodically. You have to be able to put together long sustaining drives with the run game, with the passing game as well. And the Bills have now gone to, and now, and this is the thing too, the Bills haven't totally gone away from taking deep shots. They had one to Marquez Valdes-Scantling that was just out of reach, and Keon Coleman comes down with a 50-50 ball. They still have that element in their game. It's just more, I think the first pitch they have, the fastball they have, is going to be just ba-boom, 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 ba-boom. You know, take what the defense is giving you, and you have an elite quarterback in Allen that is able to do so. All you need now with an elite quarterback is having guys that get open and catch the ball. You don't necessarily need the number one wide receiver. You just have to have a complement of guys who, again, get open and catch the ball. That's the biggest problem with Kansas City the last few years, is that they had guys that got open. They also had guys that dropped the ball, I think, at the top end of the NFL. And that was a huge problem. Where Buffalo last year, I don't think they had guys that were getting open. And I think that was a huge issue. They were just running into constant problems of sitting there, having everyone go deep in the beginning of the year with Ken Dorsey, and then no one's getting open except maybe Stephon Diggs. But if he's doubled up or just, again, not getting open, it happens, it's fine. There's just no second option other than Allen to be Superman. Me and Sal talked about this a few days ago. You know, neither of us really saw that Allen necessarily had to be Superman. It's just is that he is that guy. That's the kind of player he is. But a lot of his throws were just, He's open. I'm just going to – again, the Ray Davis play is just quickly, all right, and that's 15 yards. You know, the Kincaid one for like 11 yards, first down. It's just first downs, first downs, first downs. And that's the key to winning the NFL. College football is more, you put up 75 points, baby. You go for the end zone all the time. The NFL is much more get first downs, sustain drives, and score points. College is much closer to just go score points, if that – kind of makes sense. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Jeff on the line. Jeff, good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I just wanted to bring up something, you know, last week to be in the first game of Hyde and Poyer being back there. The Bills used to do a lot of disguising, and those guys being the veterans and stuff like that, sort of like, you know, could disguise plays and what coverages you're actually going to see when the ball is snapped. But last week against the Cardinals, the Bills pretty much played it straightforward. What you saw was what you got. I mean, they did make some adjustment in the second half, but Do you guys see that? And do you see like a team with a Tyreek and a Waddle and so on and so forth? I mean, I know these teams know each other, but again, when it comes to disguising coverages, they were the key to that. And like I said, the Bills were playing it pretty vanilla. If I can make one more point, not a knock on Deion or Dawkins, but a good tackle, but I feel he's pretty overrated nationally. I know he's a good guy in the community and everything, but for a left tackle, I don't even know if he's top 10.
Yeah, I, Jeff, I don't really know about that one. I mean, 2020, he had a rough year due to COVID. I mean, he got the disease, had a really tough time. After that, he's been one of the better left tackles in football. Top 10, I think, pretty easily. Yeah. I wouldn't put him at like 2 or 3. I don't really think even the national media would do that anyways. I mean, he's a
pro. The top 10 is he's completely fair.
Pro Bowl left tackle. Yeah. He's serviceable. There's not really that many great offensive linemen. I know that's a surprise to some, but there's really not that many great offensive linemen in football. When you have them, they don't leave. They just don't. Great offensive linemen very rarely hit the open market. It's a big reason why the Bills also, for an ascending player who's only had one good year in Spencer Brown, it's why they paid him 4 years, $72 million. It was, we can't let him go. I guarantee you Osiris Torrance, if he continues to progress as he has, which week one, not great for him.
No,
but if he continues to progress in 2 years, they will pay him as well because it's just, it's so, so difficult to find great offensive linemen.
With Deion too, I mean, I don't get that. I think that he's been there. Yes, he had his issues at first, but the past 2 years, he's been part of the reason why Allen has been able
his
to
his best
so
year
much
was
time.
Last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a very, very good, if not great year.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really understand that one. I think there's this feeling of he needs to be like a Hall of Fame left tackle, and Deion probably at this point doesn't have that resume, probably never will. But yeah, I put him up there as one of the top 10 left tackles in football, I think quite easily. I think he's probably 7-8-ish in that area and quite comfortably. On the safety thing, though, I think it's going to go more towards the second half. That defense could not get off the field in the first half. They made the adjustments, and then it became an entirely different game towards the end of the first half and all of the second half, really. I mean, again, the only real reason Arizona was in the game was a special teams touchdown, which that has to get shored up, but that's also a new element to the game. You know, we're seeing how those kick returns are going to be used. That was a new element. It was the only one of the weekend, right? For a kick return touchdown, I believe that was the only one.
Yeah,
of the
it was the first official dynamic kickoff touchdown too. Because, I mean, I think there was one in the preseason, but there wasn't one in the preseason.
Yes, that was the first one.
Yeah, that was the first one.
That's going to be an element they've got to shore up. But I mean, like, they shut the game down and were on their way to winning by 14. And just completely, you know, shutting the door on the game with the fourth quarter going on. But yeah, they'll probably go more towards the disguise coverages. They have veteran players at the safety position. That's a big reason why they pushed for that, and why Cole Bishop was not immediately thrust into the starting lineup the moment he got healthy. And even then, you know, to start the preseason or to start training camp, it was more, we're going to take our time here. This is going to be kind of like fine wine. We're going to let, you know, him marinate and mature and the whole thing. That was a big part of it, because for playing safety for the Bills is a mental game more than almost anything, which playing the safety position oftentimes is a mental game more than anything. That's why they have Mike Edwards. It's why DeMar Hamlin has become such a key player for them, being a part of the defense for, you know, 4 years now at this point, 4 or 5 years at this point. It's why it's a big thing, you know, for them, is you need to be able to run the defense successfully. I'm more interested in the linebackers. I thought Terrell Bernard kind of had a shaky game at times. Dorian Williams had a shaky game against Arizona. Again, cheered it up, but there were moments not great. I'm more interested in them going forward. I also think the defensive line, though, for the Bills is going to be maybe the key factor for this game and where it's going to go. Because if you can get Tua off his rhythm early and off his first read quickly, that is an entirely different offensive scheme. 803-0550, the number to call. We're also going to keep reading your tweets as well. Zach Jones and Josh Schmidt, you're here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.